Jacob, you talk about how tough it will be, if it'll be tough at all to rebound after an overtime loss like that.
I don't think it's something we haven't gone through. I don't think it'll be tough to rebound from. Got a short memory in these series. You know, they're long series. I don't think we got too high after a win. I don't think we're gonna get too low after that loss. I think we like that game better than our game one game. So yeah, we just come back tomorrow ready to play.
Jake, what's it like 5 periods later and a 2 a.m. arrival on a day like this today?
Yeah, it's different, I guess. It's fun. It's fun going through it with your teammates in there, and you hope there's a pretty good reward at the end. And these are the things you got to go through, and the days you got to battle through, and do what you got to do today. Get ready for tomorrow.
So, what's this day like? What do you guys do, player wise?
Pretty much personal. Everybody's different, I guess. You just do what you got to do to be ready for tomorrow, whether it's skating or doing whatever you got to do off the ice to feel good. It's kind of a recovery, rejuvenation kind of thing to mentally and physically get ready to go tomorrow.
Jacob, what's it like against these guys? I mean, it's no great secret that they come in waves, but, you know, Fiala's, you know, he's got a couple, and he's stung you a couple times in the regular season, but if it's not him, it's Johansson. If it's not him, it's Arvidsson. I mean, how unnerving is it with a team that deep?
I think it's pretty similar to our team. It may sound a little goofy, but you go against them in practice, and if you're not getting Chase's line, you're getting Patty and Nikki, and if you're not getting them, you got Litz and all them. So I think it's something we're used to. I mean, the good teams have very good depth. I think we do as well. And I guess you're not always going to get the matchup that you want. And whoever you're out there with, that's a challenge in front of you, and that's what you got to deal with.
That sets up then your own worries. I mean, that's going to set up for a pretty long series against two evenly matched teams, doesn't it?
That's the playoffs. I think that's what everybody kind of expects going in.
How much of a spark has Scheifele added, just seeing what he's been doing so far in the playoffs?
I think everybody in that room knows what he's capable of, and I mean, I don't think it's any surprise to anyone. He's shown that over the past how many years that's how he can play, and he's a big time player, and he's got a lot of skill. And when he gets a very small amount of ice, he can make you pay. He doesn't take a lot of time to get a shot off, and he can be a playmaker with very little ice to work with.
Do you think that's any more of an achievement because of the two injuries he's had this season?
I think he takes care of himself very well. He's very into recovery and that kind of stuff. So I don't think I'm surprised by how well he's done and how well he's recovered. It's just a testament of I think everybody knows how much he loves hockey, and that's part of what makes him up, I guess.
Jacob, was he underrated around the league, would you say? You said inside the room you guys know what he does, but around the league?
I don't know. That's kind of tough. I don't know the feeling around the league, really. I just kind of know what people think of him in that room. So, I mean, I've ever since I've played, I guess we kind of started together. So, I've seen him come up from when we started until now, and how he's improved, and just what he does every day to make himself as good as he is.
You talked about short memory, Jacob. In a game like that, when there's so no little room for error with an explosive team like that, do you go home at night and just think about the little things that maybe if I do this tomorrow, I do that, something different?
Not really. I mean, I kind of enjoy it. I mean, there's times when I was a kid where I was told to go to sleep and I turned my TV on mute just to watch the end of a hockey game that's in triple overtime. So it's those are the games you want to play in, and it's kind of unorthodox the way you feel and how the game's kind of change, I guess, the later you go, the more tired and fatigued you get. It's just it's a battle, but that's fun, and that's part of the playoffs.
Style-wise, between game one and game two, it seemed you guys got a lot more zone time in game two, but maybe there were some more quality chances both ways. Did you see it that way, and what can you say about the difference in style?
I think we skated a little better. I think at times in game one, we kind of got the puck on the half wall, and it stalled and came back down at our end, and we were forced to play a little more D zone, and same goes in the O zone when we move our feet and we're kind of buzzing around the outside and creating some more offensive chances. We get more pucks in the net and get more first touches, and we get more time down there. So I mean, obviously that's something we want, but just take it when it comes. Like I said, a lot of it comes with how well we skate.
Are you pinching at the blue line as often as earlier, or do you got to respect some of their longer bombs and their aerials and all that sort of stuff and back off sometimes?
You read what's in front of you. We know that that's a play they like to run. They showed that in their first series. But at the same time, we want to be aggressive. And what makes our team, I think, successful in the neutral zone is having a tight gap, and that's having our forwards come back. So our D have the opportunity to step up if they can. And that's when I think we're good. But I don't think it's more something you just read the play in front of you. It's not really a predetermined thing.
You guys have so many wins in this building, Jacob, in a row right now, and it's a tough building to play in. I mean, how big a factor can you guys make this now, that home building, now that you sort of wrestled away home ice advantage in this series?
Yeah, I mean, every game we've played, it's whether it's been in their rink or our rink, they've had their different feels, I guess. They've won games in here, and I think we like playing in here, so we know how to handle that, I guess. It's always exciting to come home, and especially you get a split on the road and you want to come home, and that's where we are.
Is it more just the crowd noise and the whiteout and all that, or is there a pride factor here too you guys must have about this building?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, all good teams in the past have been good on home ice. That's something that if you want to be successful, that's something you got to be good at.